Trade Zone with click and collect or same day delivery. Get $100 off your first order when you spend $500 or more. Use promo code WELCOME100 at tradezone.com.au.
I think you look fantastic, but Roo and Ditz and Limo are laughing at you.
Roo and Ditz and Limo are laughing.
I mean, Ditz and Burn. I mean, Burn and Roo.
What is wrong with you?
Fatigued. It's 9 o'clock.
Hey, have you had a dementia check or something? What is going on in your brain?
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Ditz, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's The Bump.
Plenty to talk about this week in the world of football. Port Adelaide are not firing on all cylinders. How good are they? They've got the bye this weekend, 8-3. They are at the mid-season break, if you want to call it that. The Crows, it's the old dogs that are getting the job done still. Tex Walker continues to dominate. Rory Sloane finding some form as well. We'll talk all about that. What about the new headquarters going down to the old gasometer down at Brompton? We'll see what Roo can tell us about that. Mid-season draft tonight. I want to find out what that's all about. Do we need a mid-season draft? And are the St Kilda Football Club being a bit precious? Matthew Lloyd offered his help during the week, and they knocked him back and said, thanks, but we'll do it internally. Gents, welcome. Where do you want to start?
Good morning, Ditch. Good morning, Adelaide. Nice to be here on The Bump. Where do we start? Where do we start, Ditch?
How good are Port Adelaide, how average are Port Adelaide?
Well, we're not going to know until you play Geelong, until you start beating the top four sides. That's when we'll start to get a serious take on Port Adelaide, won't we, Byrne?
Not even beating them, just not getting beaten up like you have in the three tests you've had. I feel like you've not just, it's not win-loss. I know you want to win, but the way you've lost against those sides I think is concerning, and that's why people can't trust Port Adelaide right at this minute. I want to trust them, and I think we can. But as Jarz said, you need to be tested. You need to play a top four side to beat one, and you've got one
in
2 weeks.
I want to talk about the Fremantle game. I was very concerned as a Port supporter. I'll tell you now, Fremantle kicked 7 points and two out on the full in the first quarter.
Very gettable goals too. They were in big moments.
So therefore, you come to quarter time and go, oh, it's 7 goals to 0. I don't think
but
it really was.
But you still won by 48 points.
I know.
Only because they kicked crooked.
Who's that?
Freo. Yeah. And Port kicked straight.
Yeah. I was very worried about it.
They actually had the same amount of inside 50s, contested ball, clearances.
Yeah, everything. Well, they actually hit the front, I think, in contested ball and clearances by the end of the game. Or if you take it from the first quarter or quarter time onwards, smashed them in there. So, what you're talking about, Fife, Lobb, Walters, they all missed shots that, geez, I reckon you could still kick, Roo.
And they had three of their best key defenders out and their best key forward out.
Tabernet was a huge out on the weekend. They just looked a little bit lost going forward. I thought Fife would have played forward a little bit more. Not that we're talking about Freo too much, but they didn't really test.
They haven't got much depth in their midfield. That was the only reason I thought. I wrote their midfielders out pre-game compared them to Port's. Port's got a deep midfield. Freo didn't have much depth. They had heaps of class.
Yeah. Brayshaw, Fife, Mundy.
Sarong.
But that was about
it. They had to move Aish down in the back line to give him some run.
He played well.
And Akers was out in the wing.
So I don't want to be seen to be knocking my team, but I'm just saying I think they have to play a heck of a lot better. A lot better than what they showed on the weekend.
Well, I said Monday morning, I didn't learn anything out of that result. I don't think that proved or did anything good or bad either way. That was just a win that they got.
First quarter was good, Ditto. That was one positive.
I like Chuck in the ruck.
Finished saying, Byrne. Yeah, Fremantle had 9 shots at goal.
But I'm saying the first...
No,
I'm just saying the first quarter.
first 10 minutes.
You've got to look at... So when are we going to... If you're going to just look at how many goals teams missed as well in the first quarter, I think it's a big tick, the first quarter. They won all the key stats in the first quarter.
Byrne, it could have been 6-3 Fremantle, but it wasn't.
I'm talking for the whole game. 8-3 going into a bye.
That is the positive.
Build on the positive, Limo.
Good. I say build on the positives. And, guys, we can sit here for the next 30 minutes going through a detailed game analysis. What happened here? What happened there? Let's leave the detailed game analysis to the post-match press conference. Let's hear how Ken Hinckley, in detail, broke down the game on the weekend.
But as a team, I think we started really strongly. We finished really strongly. Clearly, there's some bits in the middle that we've... We would have liked to have been a bit better at.
That's there you go. Enough. That's it. That's a good, wonderful in-depth summary from the coach.
You know, when he said they started really strong, is he talking about the warm-up?
Anyway, they go into the bye. They can regroup. They'll get a couple of players back from injury. Lyce is still another week away after the bye.
Yep.
So, yeah, they'll be okay. The second half of the season is going to be a big test for this football
club. I get missing Butters.
Oh, for sure.
He's a class. Bigger loss.
He lights him up, doesn't he?
He does. He's excited. Yeah. Anyway. He's hard at the footy. Rosie's out of form too, which they sort of lost two young fellas and that Dersma. Were really good.
And who?
And Dersma as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, here's a suggestion.
Yes,
I want to see young Sam Hayes get a go. I want to see Laddams go forward.
Hayes in the ruck.
Yep. Like, give him a go. Whilst Lysette's out. Let Laddams go to half forward and team up with Dixon.
Big chuck.
And then they've got to make a choice about
Tommy Marshall.
No, they've got to make a decision about Georgiades.
Georgiades plays
Tom. Because Laddams will take a mark and kick a goal.
Yep. Well, yeah, you know who goes out? Marshall goes out then if you do
that. Marshall's a good player.
No, he's a
good footy.
Georgiades is in front of
Marshall. Georgiades. Are you reading his stats every week?
Yes, I am.
And I think in time, this bloke's going to be very, very clever. Real clever heart. Like a Johnny Clue clever. I'm serious. He does. When he does something, it's amazing.
Yep.
You can't keep playing. Can I tell you, late in the game on the weekend, I looked at the stats because I had a bet on
it. He only got touches in the last quarter.
And the only player on the ground he had more touches than?
Who?
Bergman.
Oh, dear.
Bergman was the sub. I'm not knocking the lad. Making a point. These are the facts. Yeah. And it's happening every week. If 3, 4, or 7 touches is enough, totally wrong.
Kick 2 goals.
And that's what I'm saying. When he does something, it's clever. And we know that Ken Hinckley loves him. 7 touches is not going to get the job done at centre-half forward.
I think we all agree that Georgiades is ahead of Marshall, don't we?
No, well, Ken doesn't.
Doesn't it? So you reckon
Ken loves Kenny. I mean, Ken loves Marshall.
Oh, no.
Keith, what are you saying? Jesus. He's getting around himself at the moment.
Anyway, I'm telling you, moving forward,
all right.
When Lysette comes back,
yep.
Throw Laddams up forward.
Okay.
He and Dixon are the two tall timbers.
Right.
Laddams will take a mark, kick a goal, and has a real crack. And we saw him in that second half against Collingwood when Grundy had thrashed him. Didn't he bounce back and have a go?
Did. Yep.
If Kenny puts Georgiades out before Marshall, there'll be riots.
I agree.
Down the street.
Let's go back to round one.
Management team will have a heart attack.
Come on, Kenny.
Go back to round one. Who was his first choice?
Yeah, I know, but Georgiades played very good footy since then and proven himself at the level. I think he's well ahead of Marshall now.
Yes, Limo.
I am worried about Ken Hinckley, though. Did you hear the news that Jay Clark, one of the great newsbreakers in the AFL, the news that he broke about Ken Hinckley on Dead Set Legends in Melbourne last weekend. Have a listen.
Hey, Charlie, you're worried about your coach's coke addiction.
Now, this was...
what?
This was a massive bombshell. Dits, what have you got to say about that?
Kenny.
What?
Kenny's coke addiction.
Hey, Charlie.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, mate.
Who is he talking
concern.
To? Charlie.
Should he say, hey, Charlie?
Limo. Kenny Hinckley's got a coke addiction. He's got to stop drinking cans of coke.
That's
right.
That's
what he was talking about.
Talking about?
Oh, for God's sake.
That's what he was referring to.
This is how rumours start.
Because his teeth are starting to fall out.
Maybe that's how they get the fast start in the first quarter.
What are you sitting there quietly for?
I'm just listening.
Say something.
I'm listening.
You don't like Port, do you?
I do like Port. I actually tipped them as a premiership. Favourite at the start of the year, and I'm losing confidence in them. Unfortunately,
I've got them 4 to 6 at the moment.
That's where they'll be.
4 to 6. That sounds like the rush hour.
4 to 6. Right. Let's talk about the Crows.
Bloody happy, dude.
Let's talk about the Crows performance.
No, let's.
I reckon you
spoke the most sense, then, Jars. Kenny loves Kenny.
Oh, it does not. Right, Ditch.
He loves his players.
He does.
That's one thing. He sticks by his players.
His favourite players.
Yeah, he really, really sticks by them.
He does a bit in that, Roo.
He does.
Hey. He's poking Ditch over there.
Crows on the weekend. I thought they were going to win. Should have beaten Richmond the way they started. What?
He's going again.
He wants to finish 15th. This is what that response means.
Exactly.
So you've admitted it.
Now, what I saw quickly, for what it's worth, we've got no class in the midfield and no composure in the midfield.
Here we go.
No. We got bombers. I call them the bombers.
What do you mean?
Well, Rory Laird and Keyes just bomb the ball. So as soon as they get the ball, they bomb the ball.
Okay.
There's no class and composure.
Didn't hurt them in the first
quarter.
Richmond's
midfielders ditch in the second after had a bit more class and composure moving forward.
Tell him.
Or moving forward. Well, I'm talking. You're the only one listening.
I'm listening.
So we need. You're saying the Crows need some classy,
just some
good
class,
ball users.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
That's all. And look, I love Keezy and I love the way they work hard. But if you watch what they do with the footy, they just bomb the ball.
Just need a bit of polish.
Yes.
Well, they need to flick it out to a shoal.
Can you next week come back to us with the top five players we should target?
Yeah, I can.
All right.
Yeah. For midfield, because that's where
we've got to get it. That, you know, yeah. That had a contract.
The boys were terrific. I thought that was a fantastic performance by the lads.
So you're in charge of midfield list management for the Crows for the next midfield couple of weeks. I want you to come back. Say what players Adelaide are going to target.
See you, Jarvis. Speaking of which, he'll be thinking about that all show now. He won't say a thing.
Speaking of which, what about tonight's mid-season draft? Do both of our SA clubs need to go to this mid-season draft? Who do they need?
Well, it sounds like Port R, doesn't it?
Well, they've got an injury list.
Yeah, but they're going to come back. Their injuries aren't any longer than anyone else's. No, they've only got a few players
need?
Out.
What do they need? They don't need any more.
Yeah.
Well, we need backup. If you've got that many injuries, you need some backup.
You haven't got that many injuries.
Mate,
you've got about four blokes out.
Yeah, but they're key players.
Short term, though, aren't they?
The one they won't get back is Butters. He's the one that's done for the year.
Do you think for the whole year?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes. Yes.
That's a concern. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Well, that's what they're saying.
We're hearing that.
He had another operation like a week or two ago.
Yeah, he's done for the year. But what do we need? What are the Crows? What are you looking at? Is it a midfield player? Is it a key
telling
defender?
You who they're going to pick? Because then it bloody blows the lid on who they're going for.
But you are going for someone.
Yes.
Right. Local?
Can't say.
Oh,
local or interstate? What gives us the local name?
What's that giving
away? He's going to tell us next week.
Because there's three picks in front of us.
He's going to tell us next
week. I'll tell you next week. I'll give you the inside scoop.
We picked up him.
Yeah. This is the sort of breaking news you get from a board member.
He said him.
I
at least
say
it's
nothing.
A bloke.
What are you doing in there?
Hey, while we're talking about the mid-season draft, can I just have a crack at the Sydney Swans?
Yeah. Oh, now.
The Sydney Swans have had a go at Hawthorn because they reckon we're trying to rort the draft.
Well, you are.
You are. Yeah,
you've had blokes training at your mate. Club.
No, well, he's playing for the Box Hill Hawks, you peanut.
Yeah, where but he's not he? Meant to be.
Well, he's not meant to be playing for Box Hill.
No,
he's not.
Well, he's put a price on his head of 150 grand, which is fine. It's fine. And Sydney, the Sydney Swans have had a go at Hawthorn. The Sydney Swans. Mind you should listen to Sydney Swans when it comes to rorting the draft because they've been doing it for 15 bloody years.
Hey. Hey. Is that Eddie McGuire over there, is it?
What a bunch. Don't even get me started on that lot. Seriously. This bloke, by the way, Newcomb, who plays for the Box Hill Hawks.
John.
Yeah. He's been passed over in the draft 2 years in a row. So 180 times.
Yeah.
18 teams have gone, no, we're fine. Now that Hawthorn have got their claws in, well, shit, what's going on here? We better have a little bit of a look at him.
Just give us this. A defender, mid, or a forward?
Can play all those three.
Oh.
That's true.
Ruck.
It's actually
can
true.
Can he play ruck?
Get out.
What? He can play ruck.
Barry
he can play
Ruck
on the bench.
Oh, he can play all those.
God bless him.
He can play on the bench.
Just wait. Just wait.
So good luck tonight.
All right, tell us about the galloping gasometers down there at Brompton. What's going to happen with that?
Our new facility.
Have you tested the soil?
Is
it safe?
Contaminated?
There's Theberton. And there's a new site.
You're not going to Thebe. I know that for
Pig's
a fact.
Bum.
Oh, you're not going to Thebe.
Oh.
Who says?
I'm telling you now, you're going to Brompton because you'll be able to own it, right? You'll have all the say. You'll be able to control it. If you
yeah,
go
but
to
we don't know about it, Jar. Open space. People walk their dogs down there. There'll be kids riding bikes.
We don't even
there'll
own
it. There'll be swings.
The
there'll
until
be
it's Johnny built, Olsen. And they'll shut everyone out.
That's it. That's what Johnny Olsen wants.
All right.
Well, you're
and you'll build two ovals, a brand new facility. No. I look forward to where my photo goes.
Where my statue is.
Yours will be in
the statue.
Yeah, the bloke that refused to play when he was picked.
That's another story. Don't go there.
Well,
tell us the story.
No, I'm not going to tell you the story.
What happened with you and Johnny Reid when you refused? To play.
I'll tell you another day.
No.
Now. No, because I'm not. I'm
tell
not,
the 10,000 listeners.
No, we've got 5,000. I'm not well. I'm not well to talk about it because it's still scarring.
You're not
it's
Naomi Osaka.
I'm not. What?
I can tell it.
You're what if a player who? Refused to play for Williston this week? You picked him and you ring him and you go, champ, I want you to play this week. We're playing.
I'll
one.
Suspend
he
goes, you for 6 games.
He'll go,
can I have a go at it?
Because of the way you've treated me,
I'll
I'm not playing.
Suspend him for 6 games and fine him 10 grand. That's what the Crows did to me.
Right.
10 grand.
Yeah, but why
and I
didn't
want that
you
money
play?
Back too.
Why did you refuse to play for the Crows?
Because he didn't
I
get picked
up,
originally.
I stood up for young blokes like you in terms of how the selection policy went back in the day.
Well, what happened?
Well, I don't want to go into it now. I'm getting
it's funny. 20, 30,
you didn't get
25
picked,
years
you?
Ago.
No, and I'm still not ready to talk about it.
I don't think it's going to affect selection this week.
Yeah, you're not going to start your career again. Tell us what happened.
He might tell you after tonight. He thinks he might be
Robert
a chance
Shaw.
To get picked up.
He had a lot to say in that.
Worried about Robert Shaw.
Go and ask Robert Shaw. He had a lot to say in it.
You got picked to play.
No, I wasn't picked. I was... No.
No, he wasn't originally.
Made an emergency.
He wasn't originally.
I wasn't notified until Friday morning.
Right.
So no one told me all week that this week you're going to be playing as an emergency against Carlton.
Bit like when we had the Crows reunion at the Armour and you didn't tell me until Friday.
Three assistant coaches, senior coach.
Right.
John Reid was the only one that was honest a week prior to that.
I forgot about you.
So I had the week off because I was carrying a leg. And still kicked three against Melbourne.
Should be carrying
two,
right?
Not
Burton.
More
of a fresh up. And they played young Andy Collins.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. But none of that was told to me on the previous week.
So I went
to train as normal, thinking I'd be straight back in.
Yeah.
But there was no dialogue all that week until Friday morning.
Right.
I got an envelope on Thursday night, which we normally get.
Cash?
No, an envelope from Mark Micken, who was one of the assistants. But no, there's no dialogue. Here's your envelope. Now, that envelope to me was, that's going to Carlton. I'm playing because that's
in there
ticket.
Were the team notes and things.
Yes, but what it was you're playing for Norwood on Sunday against Port Adelaide.
Right.
Oh, shit, am I?
Mm.
Oh, no one told me about that.
Right.
Didn't speak to the coach, didn't speak to any of the coaching staff. Daryl Hart was on there. Mark Micken was on there. So Friday morning, I get a phone call. Okay, that's what it is. It is. I'll play for Norwood. Mm. Then John Reid rings on Friday morning at 9:30. He said, "Oh, you're playing." I said, "I'm playing where?" He goes, "You're playing for Crows." I said, "No, I'm not. I'm playing Sunday for Norwood."
Mm.
He goes, "But you're an emergency." I said, "No, I'm not. No one told me that."
Mm.
So I had no correspondence from anyone all that week.
So you made a stand.
Made a stand because of these young blokes. If they're doing it to these young blokes, and they're doing it to the deputy vice captain of the footy club.
Did they just make a mistake? There was a breakdown in communication.
So then I said to Reedy, "Where's Robert Shaw?" "Well, we can't find him." Well, Robert Shaw's took off to Melbourne.
What?
Actually, yeah, took off to Melbourne.
Jars. I reckon you had a good point. You should have kept that story to yourself.
I was going to say, Liam, this is the story that he doesn't want to tell.
Far out. You like Eddie McGuire. I don't want to say anything.
So
that's what happened.
You made a stand because you thought you were treated poorly.
And if exactly. And all the young blokes were as well. It went going back to their Sandford club. There was a lack of communication right from the head coach all through the coaching staff, all the players.
Did you play again after that?
Yes, I did.
You did.
Yeah.
So
I copped the whack.
Right.
So I copped 6 weeks game, six
that's
weeks,
six weeks
and,
for that.
And 10 grand fine from Bob Hammond and John Reid and Bill Sarnes.
Would you do it again?
Yes. If it was going to change the culture and change...
What a very good example to set for your other players. Mm.
No, but... And look, I copped the fair whack, don't worry. And I didn't even apologise to the group because I felt so strongly about how they treat the players.
Did the other players support you?
Yes, I did. I had some wonderful support.
Did you?
They did.
I absolutely did. Yeah.
Yes, I did support myself. Well,
they did.
Yeah.
It's like Kenny Love and Kenny.
All the players
who
rang.
Who from? Who's
all the players
you?
Rang.
All the
hi, Jars, rang. I'm Jars.
Gee, we've only just scratched the surface here.
This has got part two coming.
Look at him moving all his papers
this
around.
This is an eight-part series.
He's sweating.
That's not the story I got.
You don't even know what happened, Shunkhead.
I don't. That's not the one Reedy told me.
This is enough about me. Let's go.
All right, now, Byrne, you made a big statement this week. There'll be no games in Melbourne for the rest of the year.
Did you?
I can see that happening. I'm concerned with Melbourne, with the games. There's no games, obviously, this weekend. There's three teams with buyers from Victoria, and I can see them having to get out as well. And I know Gil's come out since, last night, I think, and said that they won't be gone for more than 3 weeks, the players that are out now. So I can see that they'll take the maximum 3 weeks.
There's more viruses, isn't it?
There's another six today. Yeah, well, it's not many, but how many days of zero? They make your way. Well,
15
whatever
incubation
it is,
days or whatever.
15 to a month. Well, that's another 4 weeks. So unless you want to postpone the season back into October again, like we did.
That's what they're saying potentially. Like Jeff Kennett and Jared Whateley and all that last night saying they reckon the season's going to get postponed.
I think they should. Why don't they just have a bye? This is what I said. Why don't they just have a bye this weekend?
Yeah.
Let all the teams reset. The AFL can just have a bit of thinking time.
Mm.
Get the teams out if they need a quarantine for how many days, depending on what state they go to, and then just start playing games. I know some players aren't going to. They're saying, "Oh, we're not going to go into hubs and that again." Well, you don't get paid if you don't go.
Mm.
You stay home. You don't get. Well, you have to probably get paid. There's probably all legal rules around that, but they stay if they don't want to play. It's fine. Don't have to force people to go. But at least the season continues and the AFL don't lose millions and millions of dollars again. Because what's the point in waiting and going, oh, we'll see what happens, see what happens. The same thing's going to happen. These cases aren't going to get down to zero for, I don't know, it's a guess, isn't it?
Bernie, Tom Morris from Fox Footy said that he's spoken to clubs, spoken to players. If players have to go into hubs for more than a few weeks this year, he said, and the words he used were, there'll be a max exodus of players out of the AFL competition. I call bullshit on that.
Yeah.
Is it
max or mass?
Mass. Okay. Mass. Yeah, mass exodus.
Yeah, what?
I call bullshit on that.
Yeah. Oh.
Are you? I'm going. I'm playing. If I'm.
Well, what are they going to do? Most of them can't
but
even.
But a lot of
spell.
Them have got young families, Rupert.
What are you saying, Rupert?
But I mean, they're still.
I support these.
They're going from 150 grand to a
but
million.
Rupert, it's well-being, it's health, more important than money.
Well, if they don't want to go, it's fine.
Oh, come on.
But don't put your hand out
you
as well.
Don't put
you
your hand out.
You can't. Both, Josh.
Yeah. What's that saying?
I totally understand the fact that it's going to be hard and not easy to deal with and all that, but gee whiz.
What about
the game?
Tex Walker's comments as well on the Triple M Breakfast Show during the week. Remember what he said, Roo, as well? He said, oh, I can understand some players wanting to walk away from the game if we have to go into hubs. I can't believe it.
Maybe if you're in the last year of your career and you've got a successful business where you're probably sort of touch and go anyway, you'd do it. But if you're 26 and you're
single?
Even half good, you're not contemplating
you're
leaving
going.
The game.
It's just like an away game for a bit. I just feel we're further through the season too. The hubs, we're at, what was it, round one, wasn't it? It wasn't even fully completed round one maybe last year. So we had 10 weeks off there. I'd hate to see an extended period. And who's to say we won't have 10 weeks if those Victorian teams get stuck in Victoria? I reckon, I don't know why we're still talking about teams being in Victoria. I'd get them out now. And if it does improve, get them back. Get them back in and we can start again. But I wouldn't
they
be leaving them there.
They must know they can get them out whenever they want.
Well,
Are they getting vaccinations, the players?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Why aren't they fast-tracking that?
It's another point.
Well, maybe they look like they're getting it in front of other people.
Well, the aged care workers haven't even been vaccinated, knucklehead. So where are you going to get
them? That's because they don't want to.
All the ones that want to have.
The vaccination one's an interesting story, Liam, because it reminds me of the Essendon drug saga when everyone was getting injections except for Zaharakis. And everyone thought, what a fine, upstanding young citizen. He refused to have the injections. Oh. He said, no, I don't like needles. That was the only reason.
He should have done that to himself.
He would have been a hero. Whatever it takes.
He'd be a statue of him as well at the MCG.
He was scared of needles. Have you been vaccinated, Limo?
I have indeed, yeah. I got my shot last Thursday.
How'd you go?
You know what? I felt crook as the next day, but... On the Thursday, I went for a run and flogged myself. I got vaccinated and you did that as well.
Gee.
And I got pissed on
after you got over on the run.
What, with a mask on or?
You've had a busy afternoon.
And I got pissed on Thursday. And I don't know which one of those three made me feel good the next day.
What about the stupid rule? We're on the COVID stuff, they're saying the new strain, you can just get it from people that you just brush past in a Telstra shop or whatever. Yeah. You don't even have to know them, talk to them, spend a bit of time. Mm. But you can go for a run and just run straight past
people. And you can breathe and spin on everyone.
How dumb is that?
Yeah,
just
shut the
bloody fitness down for a week.
All right. Tell me, the top eight. Sometimes at this time of the year, you say they're already set. It usually does happen that way, that teams outside the eight can't make it. Are we in that situation right now? I'm actually thinking Essendon, Fremantle could possibly. Frio will probably win it when they get their players back. We'll win games at home. Can either of these sides make? And of course, the Giants aren't in the eight as well.
They're undermanned
Giants
as well.
Are the best team outside
They're undermanned. Once they start getting players back,
who
they're
in the eight? Who in the eight right now? Then would
West
come
Coast have been disappointed?
Yeah, but they got a fair few injuries, mate. They got to get a fair few.
We can say injuries. We should stop saying injuries. We've got to play it as it is right now.
You just said that about GWS.
I know. I did say that. But I've just learned from saying it myself. My name's Jars and I'm Jars. No, but I'm saying, even though I said it, stop talking about injuries. Seeing I just said it.
Right.
But Essendon are flying. Giants, I think they can make it.
Of any note?
West Coast
side that's going to go out.
But West Coast in Perth is... bloody
yeah,
hard.
That's a good win.
That's a bloody good win. You
actually,
can't
they
knock
that. Port, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Well, do you want to keep bringing that up?
No.
I think West Coast is a concern. I think they can drop out. I think Sydney can possibly drop out. I think Richmond make it now, and the top four are probably set. And Port Adelaide stay in there.
Right, how do you see it?
If I had to say, I reckon it's probably set. Sydney might fall out and maybe GWS in.
You're not concerned about West Coast?
I think they'll come good.
You reckon? I've got big concerns with West Coast.
What worries you about them?
Well, they're just not playing great footy. They haven't won away from home. They can't. They at home now. Honestly, if they're going to be a good side, they put Essendon away. I know Essendon are playing some good footy, and they're
it's their window
exciting.
Closing.
I don't think they'll win. I don't think they'll trouble the scorers come finals time.
Jazz. Oh, I don't see too much change. You know, you got Melbourne Bulldogs, Brisbane, Geelong, Port, Sydney, West Coast, and Richmond. So, I reckon that'll stay.
Could Hawthorn make it?
Mathematically, yes.
They'll get
West
them.
Coast
I reckon.
Will drop out. I reckon. So. There you go.
Hey, buddy, I reckon you'll get the wooden spoon in front of North Melbourne. There you go.
If Newcomb comes in the mid-season draft, they can make
Johnny Newcomb.
You know what? I'm so worried about Hawthorn. I reckon we could get beaten by the bye this weekend.
Every chance.
Ditch, what was that joke that my lad told him yesterday? Yeah. Can you remember that?
Here we go.
Can you dig back into your brain?
Why don't North Melbourne ever be firefighters?
Why don't North Melbourne ever be firefighters? Why?
Because they don't know how to climb the ladder.
Now, to straighten up here, Ditch is a tire.
Why are you looking at me?
He's playing golf today. And, mate, I'm so proud of you. You're on the Instagram page.
Yeah.
And the Brekkie boys had a great ratings result. So well done. Very proud of you. Now, I think you look fantastic, but Rue and Ditz and Limo are laughing at you.
Rue and Ditz and Limo.
I mean, Ditz and Burn. I mean, Bernie and Rue.
What is wrong with you?
Fatigued. It's 9 o'clock.
Hey, have you had a dementia check or something? What is going on in your brain?
He did a live read yesterday. He said, g'day, Jars. I'm Jars.
Oh, no.
I called Mary Cindy the other day.
I was driving along.
You called her what?
I called her Cindy.
Marion.
Cindy Crawford.
Oh, no.
Cindy Crawford.
Oh, no.
An old flame.
And what'd she throw at you? The nearest thing she picked up and just...
Oh, Maz. Love Maz.
Because
I'm watching it. Get her to wear a name tag. That'll make it easier for you.
Name
tag.
Now, you're golfing today, aren't you? You've got golf tomorrow.
These are my Port Adelaide...
Mate, they look great.
Golf pants. They're black, white, grey checks.
Did you ask Eddie if you could wear them?
Eddie's not happy about it, mate.
Eddie McGuire.
Yeah.
So what are you picking on him for? He's a tire.
Because if you're a hat golfer, you've got a camouflage.
I look like a golfer.
If you're sub 10, I could understand it.
Is he? You've come in. What are you offering?
14.
14's good.
Yeah. Well done, Dish.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheating a bit.
Well done.
Yeah, excellent. Right. No, I just thought I'd share that with the family.
Right, just quickly, some other clubs. Let's go around the grounds here. Matthew Lloyd offered his services to Max King at St Kilda and said, I'll come down and help you straighten up and, you know, learn to kick. St Kilda have said, thanks, but no thanks. We'll do this in-house. Are they being a bit precious?
They've got their own goal-kicking coach.
Well, it's not working.
It's an insult, isn't it, to St Kilda?
Why?
To say, you clearly can't do your job, I'll come down and do it for you because I'm a bloody legend.
Being nice and offering his services.
One of the best goal kickers of all time.
Yeah, sometimes you go to an expert to help you, don't you?
I'd go to Plugger if I was St Kilda.
But which comedians do you go to get your gags?
Yeah,
I just work. I just work in a room full of mirrors and get to work.
He's with Kenny.
Burn, you'd take someone like that to help. Oh,
I would. 100. I don't think there's. If Matty Lloyd's coming to me and I'm struggling with goal kicking, I'm meeting up with him.
I reckon.
I'm not worrying about what the club says. I'll do it outside.
Can Maxie
hours.
Go privately to an over?
Jared Roughhead, though, I think he's. He's at St Kilda. Yeah. He's been working pretty closely with him. Maybe it's an insult to Jared Roughhead.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, what are his coaching credentials, Jared Roughhead?
Lloydie's.
Hey?
Lloydie's
got form. He's fixed up a lot of young footballers.
Jared Roughhead's a good shot on golf.
Form.
Doesn't mean he can coach.
I think Max King should go and ring Lloydie. Can I meet you down the oval? I'll bring a couple of balls in my boots and can we do a couple of sessions on the side?
That or Johnny Butcher, one of them.
You know what? You could get some advice from Johnny Butcher.
He's now my financial advisor. So don't.
You've got shares 1 minute, real estate, Bitcoin.
It makes it exciting. I don't know what's coming next.
The shed the next.
I tell you what, though, I don't like driving with him because you pull up at the lights and he puts the left indicator. I goes, no, we'll go right. No, we'll go left. And then you end up getting the car in front of
him. That's red. Talk about a roller coaster. Oh.
It makes life exciting.
Has he got you to invest that creek bed that you fell asleep in?
Oh, hang on.
Come on.
That was ages ago, Charles. Yeah.
Have you been out to watch him? Where's he playing it?
Hamley Bridge.
He's
it?
A gun for hire.
Hamley Bridge. Yeah. He's going well. He's kicking lots of goals. How did Williston go on the weekend, Jars?
We had a bye, Dits.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he didn't lose.
Yeah. Good result.
Collingwood. I want to ask you all about the Collingwood Football Club. This is the way they're playing football is disgraceful. They try not to kick goals. Nathan Buckley.
Nothing to do with the Guernsey.
Nathan Buckley used to get the ball and run 20 metres and kick it fit. He was the old 70-metre player. He wanted to get it to the goal square as quickly as he
could. 80 for Doug Hawkins.
Or 80. What is he doing with his football team?
50.
Is he trying to not get scored against?
Yes. And he's trying to shut the opposition down. Well, and he's done a pretty good job the last 2 weeks, even though it's putrid to watch.
Well, try and score at the same time.
I'm with you, but I understand what he's doing.
As long as you're in a winnable position in the last quarter, coaches are happy with that. They don't care what it looks like.
They're not winning.
I know it's disgusting.
They're not winning.
But they're in a winnable position. They went down to... I don't think they kicked a goal in the first half, but they still were in a winning position in the last quarter. And that's what coaches do. When I first went to Melbourne, Paul Roos would do that. We wouldn't allow good teams to score against us. We just couldn't score ourselves. And then that's a development stage. But I don't know if they're in that development stage too. But that's if the coaches, I'm telling you, are happy if you're in a winnable position in the last quarter and against a top four side. You take it.
I want to make a statement. I think they've got a lot of talent in that team. They showed it against Port Adelaide for a half. They had enough of the ball and enough talent to actually beat Port and then managed to lose it.
Well, the poor man's Dusty Martin, Degoe, he's a 6 foot full forward.
Mm.
You're no hope if you're chipping the ball sideways and that.
Try kicking
get
it
Get out of Collingwood and go to a club that moves the ball quick.
Yep, North Melbourne.
Like the Crows or something.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what's happening?
If he was in a side that had decent ball movement,
he
would be a star.
Crows chasing Degoe.
Crows,
there's a headline.
No, I'm just saying.
Will he like it down at Brompton?
No, but a 6 foot full forward needs good ball movement, not the slowest of all time movement.
Bikey headquarters around Brompton, he might be
Closed
fortress. My wife used to live there. The Rebels bikey, they blew up the thing.
Blown up, has it?
Well, it might have been dismantled or something.
The fortress.
Everyone can't say Limo, hasn't
Nathan Buckley got a nice new young lady?
Yes, indeed. They were photographed walking the streets of Melbourne just recently. She's and she looks lovely.
There's nothing wrong with his eyesight.
Donald Bradman.
He can't coach.
She's batting above.
All right. Now, boys, before we finish up today, it's only right and fair that we talk about the Indigenous round. I want to go around and do you want to give us your best five ever?
I'll start first, Ditch. Thank you.
You go with it.
Gavin Wanganese, number one for me.
Oh, come
number
on.
Number one.
Oh. Yep. Cyril Rioli, number two.
Okay.
Buddy Franklin, three.
Cyril. Yep.
Nicky Winmar, four. Mm-hmm. Adam Goods, five.
That's a good top five.
There you go.
No McLeod.
Very good top
he missed
five.
Out. Stiff. Ooh. He's stiff.
Well, who does he replace in that five?
No one. No one. Doesn't replace Cyril. Gavin, for me,
he's
is the best I've ever seen.
Cyril.
Oh, I reckon he's better than Cyril.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's just me.
Who else you got in there?
Oh, I had Buddy Franklin.
Yeah.
I had Nicky Winmar.
He's better than
Winmar. Better than Winmar.
He's better than Goods.
In my view. No.
Yes,
Goods,
he is.
Oh, Goods was freakish. Mate,
Adam Goods was a super
Goods freakish. Was freakish.
All right,
Goods.
Yeah.
Oh, go back and watch.
And there's another four or five I missed out, and McLeod's still not in that list.
I'll tell you what
you
Adam Goods did.
Morris Rioli. Not at all.
I'll tell you what Adam Goods did, Roo, which a lot of these other blokes don't do, ran and ran all day. For a bloke his size, he covered the ground, never stopped running.
He was brilliant.
Bern, are you ready with your top five?
Yeah, I've gone Andrew McLeod, number one. He's one of the best players I've played with. Adam Goods, two-time Brownlow medalist. Cyril Rioli. Michael O'Loughlin and Graham Johncock.
Yeah, Michael O'Loughlin. And you played with Stiffy, so you saw him firsthand.
Yeah, just love the way he went about it.
One memory I've got of him is the bump he put on Matthew Primus that nearly put him into the grandstand.
Yes.
And I thought, you've just taken out a bloke three times the size of you.
He used to hit hard, didn't he, Stiffy? I just love the way he played. Straight lines, no fuss.
Yep.
Tough to find him pre-season, but once you got him in season, he wasn't.
Can I ask about the night you went round for dinner, just quickly?
Yeah.
What happened? Tell us about that.
Well, there's a couple of extra things in the backyard. There was a wombat walking around in the backyard.
Alive?
Alive in the backyard.
Yeah.
And then wombat.
It was about a month later. I said, what happened to your wombat? He said, it's still here. And I said, oh, I can't see it. Yeah, yeah, it's in the freezer.
Oh,
it was starting to scratch the kids.
It was scratching the kids.
But didn't you put it on the bonfire that night?
Nah, he didn't put it on the bonfire.
I thought you ate it.
Nah, we didn't eat it. He lit the bonfire with it. He couldn't start the fire, but he just went into the shed and pulled out the lawnmower and tipped it upside down, put the fuel on the fire, and that's how he lit it up.
Don't do that at home, kids. Do not do that at home.
Brew your top five.
A bit rushed with this one. I've got Buddy at one, McLeod at two. Mickey O'Loughlin's one of the hardest blokes I've ever had to stand. Mm. He was unbelievable. Never stood still, just real agile. I'm chucking Sean Burgoyne in there.
Yeah, good call.
He has played a ridiculous amount of games.
Well, about 397
and
or something.
And still just dropping off being dangerous now, probably only in the last year or so.
Still good.
Stiffy, honourable mention. And that's it.
All right. And Limo, have you got a five?
My five. Cyril Rioli, Buddy Franklin, Sean Burgoyne, Jarman Impey, and Chance Bate.
I didn't say he was playing Hawthorne this week. I said, who's your best five?
They're great for the game, though, the Indigenous boys.
Unbelievable.
It's
incredible.
Any squash players, Indigenous?
No, they weren't, no. All right. You've been listening to The Bump. Enjoy your footy this weekend. We'll see you next week.
Say goodbye to Bernie, Bluey and Jars, and a big hello to TradeZone, Australia's largest electrical wholesaler. Sparkies, buy all your electrical and solar supplies at tradezone.com.au. Then pick up at their new Parafield warehouse and score a free brekkie and coffee before 9:30.